He was not here to be baited into arguments. Nigel's laugh was short and hollow.
Have no fear, big brother. You know you've got me by the bullocks. Not a word about your station until we touch English soil again.
Not the expression Philip would have used, but it was accurate enough.
It was your choice to bet money you didn't have on a game you knew nothing about. You should be grateful I'm offering even the possibility of additional funds. I can assure you, it is the last time I will bail you out of a situation like this.
Settling on the closest chair, a neutrally upholstered wingback positioned perpendicular to the couch, Philip blew out a long breath. They'd only just arrived, and he didn't want to start off on the wrong foot. Seville is supposed to be one of the finest cities on the continent, and it's rebounded well in the years since the war. I'd simply like to enjoy it in anonymity so that we can be free to truly relax.
Nigel sent a sideways glance Philip's way, his dark blue eyes glinting with renewed mischief.
Anonymity? Oh, I see. You wish to be able to sin in peace.
Philip gritted his teeth. He wanted to tell his brother to shut his damn mouth, but he wasn't going to justify Nigel's purposeful crudeness with a response. Yes, it was the way of young peacocks these days, to strut like pigeons and banter like sailors. But that was precisely why they were here. Philip and their mother had spent so much time compensating for the trauma of the old Duke's death, which played out not 5 feet from Nigel's horrified young eyes, that they hadn't taken a firm enough hand in raising him these last 3 years. It was a mistake he planned to right on this trip. First, he'd stripped them of the special treatment they would have received had they known Philip's status as a duke. Next, he would spend the whole of their time here, 4 long weeks, being the role model he should have been all along, demonstrating the proper way to respect others. And if this little intervention somehow failed, Philip wasn't opposed to ditching Nigel on the Channel Islands on the way home.
Well, he said, slapping his hands against the tops of his thighs, I believe I'll stretch my legs a bit after being cooped up for so long. Care to join me for a walk through the city?
Nigel scoffed and tugged at the open collar of his shirt. His cravat was draped over the arm of the sofa, while his jacket had never made it past the table in the small entryway.
I'd sooner walk bare-assed through the pub than get dressed again, particularly since you didn't see fit to bring your man along.
Patience, patience. The next 4 weeks were going to be the longest of Philip's life. Nodding tersely, he said,
Suit yourself. I'll be back within the hour, at which time we can discuss dinner.
He strode to the entryway and shrugged into his jacket. Already he was itching for the freedom Seville's streets offered, where no one would recognize him. That hadn't been the purpose of their trip, but it was a side effect of which he planned to take full advantage.
Wait.
Philip paused in the process of retrieving his hat and raised an eyebrow. His brother pushed off the couch and stretched, his long arms nearly touching the dark wooden beam above him.
On second thought, we're stuck at an inn with no entertainment, no decent liquor, and no females to speak of. I might as well join you. Hopefully we can find a place to purchase some respectable spirits, at least.
Philip shouldn't have been surprised. Nigel had been rather vocal about his disappointment when he discovered the inn served only ale, sangria, wine, and sherry. He waited while Nigel put himself to rights, unhurriedly, before leading the way to the street below.